Book 3, Chapter 2. What is good? It seems to me one of the heedless errors of those who deal in philosophy to suppose all things that have simple names or unified effects are in their nature simple, and may be discovered and isolated as a sort of essence by analysis. It is natural to suppose, and I think it is also quite wrong to suppose, that such things as good and beauty can be abstracted from good and beautiful things and considered alone. But pure good and pure beauty are to me empty terms. It seems to me that these are in their nature synthetic things, that they arise out of the coming together of contributory things and conditions, and vanish at their dispersal. They are synthetic just as more obviously harmony is synthetic. It is consequently not possible to give a definition of good, just as it is not possible to give a definition of that other something which is so closely akin to it, beauty. Nor is it to be maintained that what is good for one is good for another. But what is good of one's general relations and what is right in action must be determined by the nature of one's beliefs about the purpose in things. I have set down my broad impression of that purpose in respect to me, as the awakening and development of the consciousness and will of our species, and I have confessed my...